Do I date somebody else? You're the only one that could do it. Then you have to stop learning Torah and do the mitzvahs. Shrashi out the fowler, sell a mitzvah, shabol yodcha, ben dol bertano, I say you have to do it. Choda Yosef becoming burly. They were still sitting there, and he asked another question. Ksiv, another pasuk says, Yikorahim mipnimim, that the Torah is more dear, more choshev than pnimim, than rubles, than the precious stones. The chol chafotzechol yishvavo. All your desires doesn't come close to it. That means Rashi says, Shetabato kol chafotzechol vishvil shetasek v'Torah. Stop doing everything else in order you should come to learn Torah. So what are we dashing? That stop doing all your own means to come to learn Torah. But if you have to do other mitzvahs, then you'll have to stop learning Torah and you have to do mitzvahs. Well, see, another pasuk says, Kol chafotzim lo yishvavo. The afilu chafse shemayim lo yishvavo. No mash of anything. Even to do other mitzvahs, you shouldn't stop to do other mitzvahs when you're learning Torah. The Torah is greater than all other mitzvahs, so it's a stira. It's the same Torah. Kan the mitzvah sheshla sosya de'achirim. If you're learning Torah, and a mitzvah comes up, and it's possible to let a shliach do the mitzvah, let a shliach let somebody else do the mitzvah. You're doing a bigger mitzvah, keep on learning Torah. Or the kan the mitzvah sheshla sosya de'achirim. But if a mitzvah comes up and nobody else can do the mitzvah, you're the only one that could do it, so then you have a right, you're supposed to stop learning Torah and do the mitzvahs. Like for your mitzvahs, to daven, to say krishma, to put on tefillin, you have to stop to learning to do the mitzvahs. If it's the yeshra, the achirim, you have to stop. So therefore there's no steer in the psukim. Rashi says, Kolema, shim yeshlu chol asek b'mitzvah tebato talma tera v'yasek b'mitzvah. Tefilu chetzah shemayim loy, mashmanat. So that was the terrorist, it depends if it's the achirim, let somebody else do it. But if not, you have to stop. And there's no heter of oisik b'mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah by Talmud Torah. And some said the svar is, because that's what the Torah was given for. The Torah was given for, I'm not to learn. The Torah was given, I'm not classless. We have to do mitzvahs. If we just sit and learn and not do mitzvahs, so what would be the key of mitzvahs? So the Torah was given, I'm not classless. So rather, we have to do the mitzvahs. So if somebody else, the mitzvah could be done through somebody else, okay, let somebody else do it. But if it can't be done through somebody else, Hashem wants the mitzvahs to be done, you have to stop learning and do the mitzvah. So now they finally asked him, Shimon Yechoi's son, Ma boy socha, what are you doing here? Omalu, he answered back to them, the Omalu Yabba, my father told me, Zilga bayu, go to these two Tanechomim, to the Baruchucha, that they should give you a bracha. So when they heard this, so they heard that the Rebbe wanted us to give the son a bracha, Omrulei, this is the bracha they said back to the Rebbe's son. They said back to the son like this, Yeh Ravot should be good to you, the Tizra you should seed, for Lord Tachzid you shouldn't cut it down. Zechura doesn't sound right. You should seed, plant things, and you shouldn't be there to cut it down. Ta'ayil, you should bring stuff in, for Lord Tepit, don't take anything out. So Pashas Mashin, you go to business, you'll buy stuff and you won't be able to get rid of it. Tepit, you'll get rid of things, for Lord Tiyayil, nothing will come in, you won't get any pay for it. Lichora Vesech, your house should be destroyed, for Leisav Vashbizach, and sitting in inn. The yin should be there. Lavalvo pisarecha, your bread, your money should be mavalvo, should be mixed up. For loitechza shosa chartan, should not see the new year. That's what they told the Rebbe's son. Is kiyosa legadei avu, so when the Rebbe son, Hashem and Nechoi's son, came back to his father, omalei, so the son told to his father, loy mi boy de brucha loy berchon, not only didn't they did not give me a brachon, avatsurei sarun, they told me like clothes, they told me bad things, they told me things to give me tsar, now what do you tell me to do? So omalei, my omalecha, so the father said, let me hear, what did they tell you? So hochi biyochi omalei, so the son told exactly what they said. Omalei, so the father said back to him, to the son, hanech kuloi bircho soninu. All these things that they told you, you should know a big brachas. Right. Yes, again, Amalai, Hanach Kula Brechasaninu. All these things that they told you were big brachas. Tizra Avloi Tachzod. You should plant seed and not cut off, not get anything from it. That means Toilet Bonim Vloi Yemoisu. Means you should have children and they shouldn't die. That's what he meant to say. Tiayil, you should bring in Vloi Tepik and not take out. That means Tayil Kalosa. You should take into your family a daughter-in-law. Also, bincha the leifuk the lefkun, and not that she should die, the children should die. That's what I meant to say. You should take in and not take out. You take in a good daughter-in-law. Right, the tape work for Leitayim, you should take out and not take in. That means Terle the Banto. That means your daughter should give birth. For Lo Yemoisug Gavrayu, and the husband should not die. For Lahadru Lavosrech, and he'll come back to you. That's what I meant to say. That you should have daughters, they should get married, and the husband should stay alive, that they should not have to come back to you. Lechoriv Beisech, Yehal should be Choriv. For Leisev Oshpizach, and just sit in an inn. What does that mean to say? Tai Alma Oshpizach. That this world is the inn. In other words, he gave you broch, you should have a long life on this world. Vehi Alma Beisev. And the next world, Olam Haba, that's called your real house. The pasuk says, "Kirbam b'teima li'olam." So Dashin al tikrei kirbam, don't mean inside. Ela kivram means rather the kever, the basic forest where you lie in your grave. That's called b'teima. That's called your house. So the kitza, the house means la'acha misa, and the yishpiza means now when you're alive in this world. So as a bracha, you should have a long life. Levalvol. Levalvol pisurcha, your bread should be mixed up. It means bibnei levante, you'll have so many children, we'll have problems how to feed them. Who will take the bread? Veloitechse shosacharte, you should not see the new year, means veloitomas intcha, your wife should not die. Veloitintsav intsa achariti, you should not have to marry another wife. So kids, all they told them were big brachas. Reb Shimon ben Chalafta, iftor minei de Rav. Hashem Mechalafta was saying goodbye to Rav. Omalei Lebrei, so Rav told his son, Zil Legabe, go to Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, Lebrachecha, let him give you a bracha. Omalei, so Shimon ben Chalafta said back to his son, Ye Rav, it should be that the Loi Tevoi, you should not be embarrassed, you shouldn't embarrass other people, for Loi Tezbayis, you yourself shouldn't be embarrassed. That was the bracha. Is also Gabi Yavuz, he came back to his father to Rav. Omalei, my Omlecho, what did he say to you? Omalei, Milan Biyamu, the Omalei, Stami told me something. I shouldn't embarrass other people. Lechu, that wasn't the bracha? Like, he didn't give me a bracha. So Omalei, the father answered back and said no. Rav said back no. Birchecha, Birchasa, De Birchun, Kachabrichul Yisrael. He gave you a tremendously big bracha, what Hashem gave Klai Yisrael. V'tonabot, we learned like this. Yesiv v'yachaltem ochol v'savoya v'hilaltem should eat and praise Hashem v'lo yevoshu amu li'olam and my nation should never be embarrassed v'yadatem ki v'kerav Yisrael ani v'lo yevoshu amu li'olam. See also the bracha Hashem told Klai Yisrael, they should also not be embarrassed. That's a big bracha not to be embarrassed, so don't take it so simple. Sh'rashi lo tipa sh'achrini means k'desh lo tizbayish sh'lo tov l'idei kach ten tizbayish. Don't embarrass other people that they shouldn't come to embarrass you back. For Tony Barashas Bishonibo, Leyevoshu Amiliola, Vainulot is Bayesh, Lot is Bayesh. It means they should not embarrass other people, in order they themselves should not be embarrassed. Right, Mishnah says then, Vyoisi Isha Tachshitel. An Isha is allowed to use her makeup on Cholomoyit, or to make jewelry. Terabon, Eilovain Tachshitinoshim. This is the makeup of women, Klecheles. That they're allowed to kechelas Rashi noisik chol beinaneo. They can put eye makeup on or poikesis. That's the way they make the hair. Rashi mechlekes saro. They part the hair lekan lekan. Or mavira svaka paneo. And they can put this type of a seif on their face, or we'll see on the mokem erva, to make their face smooth. Rashi samechol kdei shetira duma. Maybe red makeup to make their face look red. Vika viamri. Some say mavira svaka paneo shemata. Mitzvah, some type of seif that they put on the face on the bottom means the mokum erva to smooth the flesh over there. To they sue the Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda's wife, Mikashto Beyantfe Kalosa, she used to put on the makeup in front of her daughter-in-law. Is Yosef Rav Huna Bachirin Kane, the Rav Chizda, he was sitting in front of Rav Chizda, but Yosef came and he said, the Chura, what right does your wife have to put makeup on in front of her daughter-in-law? In other words, she's an older lady already. She's too old already. It's only a young girl's allowed to put on makeup. They have to look nice. An old lady doesn't have to look nice anymore. So how come your wife is putting on makeup? Rashi says, it's normal for them to do it. So they're allowed to do it at Chol HaMoed also. Therefore it's called a simcha. If it's normal for them to put on makeup, they're allowed to do it at Chol HaMoed. Al v'zikein aloi, v'eichi yad v'ishtecha, how come your wife did it?
Heche de miskashto, whoever's kaino, like you thought, it's not a minig for the older ladies to put on makeup. So if it's not a minig, they don't have simcha, what right do they have to do in a chol hamoed? Or Malay answered back, no, or lakin, like Lush and Shmua, afilu imach, even your mother, afilu imid imach, even your grandmother, afilu oimdu asal kivri, even though they're about to die, the mamash by the grave already. The Yarma Yinshi, people say, bashish and kabashish, even if you're 60 years old, it's like six, they still like to dress up. Lakol tabla rota, they run after noise. In other words, to put on makeup, no matter how old they are, still they have a right to put it on. Rashi, the curl tabloroi, pirish, kishka shazug, where slime mime zema binula. But they enjoy a chasna, they enjoy the music by a chasna, no matter how old they are. To the heche de royet yalda bashish, lakolilu, the same way a young 60-year-old girl runs by a chasna, hochi yalda bashishin. That's the same way a 60-year-old lady does. Vachanami mikshta. The same thing, they have a right to put on makeup also. No matter how old they are, still they enjoy putting on makeup, therefore it's called a simcha, it's mutter to do it even on Chol HaMoed.
Alright, turn over.
Right, if Yehuda Waimea loy tosid, Yehuda says, not allowed to put on a seif on their face, because if the seif, when it's on your face, it just gives you pain, it's only good when you take it off. And here we're talking about you can leave it on the whole Chol HaMoed, take it off after Yom Tov, therefore it's awesome. Torah Rav Yehuda Omer, Isha Loi Tosid Mifnei Shenivlu Lo. You can't put on this type of seif on your face, because right now in Chol HaMoed it's nivul, it doesn't look nice. Shrashi Shekhanayu Lo. The nivul besidim steras besid. You put some type of lime on your face, it only gives you pain, it's no good. Aba Umoidi Rav Yehuda, besid Shechola Lekofle Bemoed, Shetheflosa Bemoed. That if she puts the type of lime on her face, that she could take it off on Chol HaMoed, but she does it one day, the next day her face looks nice already, even though right now, the first day she's putting it on, it's sour, it's pain for her, but the sin chiliachazman, she's going to enjoy it later the next day, therefore it's mutter. Shashi b'moed, l'seif ha-moed, l'yachash ha-kaflosa esasid, shetof l'fish ha-mishar esasar. What it does is, it takes off the hair, and makes the skin smooth, so therefore she could do it on Chol HaMoed, because she's going to have simcha on Chol HaMoed itself. So the Mara asks, oh, me Isla and Rabbi Yehuda, high Svara, does Rabbi Yehuda agree to this Svara? For your Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda is like this. In other words, you want to say, even though it's Tsar right now, but since it's simcha later, it's okay? Is that true? For your Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda, right there. Nefroyim Mehen, you're allowed to make the Goyim pay you, if they Shemetzah, because it's Tsar. In other words, Befnei Edeim, before Goyisha Yichag, you're allowed to go to a guy and make him pay you money that he owes you. Why? Because he's not making him be happy on his chag. Other rabbi, he's tsar that he had to give away the money. Omrula, the chum said back to you to know, even though right now when the guy pays up his debt, he feels bad, but v'simchul yachazman, he's going to feel happy about it tomorrow. When he feels that he paid up his debt already, he has no more debt on his back, he feels happy about it. So therefore he can't let the guy pay up, because if they feel happy that day, you're going to cause them to be over the Avodah Zarah. So you're not allowed to make a guy happy on his chag. So therefore, you can't even let him pay you money either. Omer Rav Nachman, so Chortzakash and Yehudim, Yehudim, you see, says it's mutter to pay the money now, and we don't say maybe he's going to be happy later. So you know, you go bust it the way it is right now. Right now, the guy is tsar, you could do it. So the Chortzakash, same thing should be an issue also. She should not be allowed to put on makeup on this Sid on Chol HaMoed, because right now it's painful. Maybe tomorrow you'll enjoy it. You don't go boss it tomorrow, you go boss it right now. So Gemara answers no. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Hanak Lehilchas Moed, Tekuloi Meitzer Achshav Asamach Liachazman, Ninu. And there's any malach you do, any work you do on Chol HaMoed, it's always that way. It's painful b'shash you're doing the work, even if you have to cook. B'shash you're cooking is painful, but you're allowed to cook now in order to eat to enjoy it later. So Chol HaMoed, as long as there's going to be some enjoyment from it later, you don't worry about now, we say there'll be enjoyment later. Mashenken over there, by Avodah Zarah, we're afraid that if the guy is, the Rabbi Yehuda says, look at it right now the guy is with Tsar, so you're allowed to let him pay up right now. Faita. Ravina says another terrorist. Kusi linyin piroyin liyela meitzer. If you just swear is no, a guy will never be happy about it later. He always feel bad he had to pay the money. Drashikusi loyla meitzer shapareya. When he pays up money, he always feels bad about it. Olachila yistlam Yehuda hasam afal pishe meitzer somach. Avliyel gavitofel he holds the svara. There's only by a guy. He says you're allowed to let a guy pay you money that he owes you on his chag, because for sure he's not going to feel happy later on. Mashaykin on cholamoyid. Even though you have tsar right now, but if you know for sure you're going to take it off another day and then you'll have simcha, it's mutter. Omar Rav Yehuda, the Nasi Yisrael Shagia LePirkin, of the Jewish girls that have come 12 years old already, LePirkin means there comes a time that they have already Cyrus, the hairs are growing on the bottom, they have the Mokka Merva Cyrus, but they didn't come 12 years old yet, so they're embarrassed about it, so they want to take it off. Is Aniyas Teiflas Meisim Besid? The poor people that can't afford too much use lime. They rub themselves there with lime, and that takes off the hair. Asiras, the rich girls, Teiflas Meisim Besolis, they use already flour. But Nois Malachim B'Shemen Amor, they use special type of oil. Shenem HaShishach Adoshim B'Shemen Amor. This oil also takes the hair off and makes the body there smooth. My Shemen Amor, what is this? Ravuna Bar Chiyoma Sitchis. That's the type of an oil, Sitchis. Rav Yirmiyo Bar Ami Omar Shemen Zayis. No, you know what Shemen Amor is? That's olive oil. Shleivi Shlish. When the olives did not grow a complete third yet. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Weiner. An Fiknun, that's Shemen Zayis Shleivi Shlish. That's what An Fiknun is. That's this type of oil that comes from olive oil. The olives weren't a third grown yet. For lo masach and oisay, why do they rub themselves there? Shemashayir es ashara makes the hair come off. Well, madan es abosu makes the skin smooth there. Rabbi Bevi Hevilei Brata. Rabbi Bevi had a daughter. Tofla Aver, he smeared every part of her body with this type of an oil. And shokolo dalad meizuzi means her body was very, very good. And for the shidduch, she was able to get 400 zuz, means it was very good for her. Trashi shenis yaifa, for nothing about lakach. She looked very pretty because of this, and her husband paid him $400 for it. So Mura says, hukusi, heve hukusi b'shavuse. There was a guy living in the neighborhood also of Rebeva. The omalei brato, tofla b'chadzimna. So he also told his daughter to rub herself all over the body altogether. Umeisen, she died from it. Is Omar, they said over, caught the baby Labrati, that the guy was saying, Rebeva killed my daughter, because I saw it by him, that it worked so good, that's why I did it also. And Omar Rav Nachman, Rav Beva, the Shasta Shechur of Beva, used to drink a lot of beer, boyin bante tofla. Therefore, his daughter was able to take a lot of the shemen over her body. Of Anand, the Lashasin Shechur, we don't drink beer so much, Levinim bante tofla. We don't have to put this smearing on the body. Rashi says, the sheikhar, if you drink a lot of beer, megadol asar makes you have a lot of hair, or maves abosa makes the skin thick. So therefore, he had to make his daughter smear a lot of oil on the body to make the body smooth. But we don't have to do it. Right.